remember two things. I'm old enough to remember when the Oscars were relatively classy. And I'm old enough to remember when there was a hashtag going around that said Oscars so white. Well, now we have black on black violence at the Oscars. And class has completely left the building. And when you look at how the comedians have come out against not Chris Rock, but have come out really against the outrage, right, of Will Smith. David Spade is one of them. And he said, you know, we don't get a medical condition list of every single Oscar attendee. So Chris Rock had no idea that Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia or whatever it's called, where you lose your hair.
Alopecia.
He had no idea.
Alopecia, yeah.
Alopecia. He had no idea. He was simply, she's bald. So G.I. Jane was bald. So what's the big deal? But I guess now alopecia is going to be a protected class, much like LGBTQIA, PQRST, whatever. So we're going to have a new grievance on our hands. We're going to have a new ADA filings of people losing their hair. They're going to be, you know, now disabled.
But let me ask you, the idea that there hasn't been more moral outrage against Will Smith. I mean, he 10 minutes later, after this incident, he's getting a standing O after winning best actor. And I'm thinking to myself, are these people like brain dead?
Well, they also gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski, who raped a 13-year-old girl in a hot tub, but he first drugged her. You know, so this is the type of debased crowd that is in the Oscars. And Meryl Streep was standing up giving rounds of applause to Roman Polanski. And so we have this type of vulgar, amoral or unmoral behavior that has permeated not only through the Hollywood elite from a personnel or person standpoint, but even in their movies. I can't remember. I'm also old enough to remember when I actually used to watch some Oscar-worthy movies, you know, Titanic, et cetera, Gone with the Wind. I can't tell you the last time I watched a movie that won an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, the first thing I thought about was when I grew up, back in the day, that was a regular thing. The family would get together and we'd watch the Oscars, the Academy Awards.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, what about families that are sitting there watching this at home and watching the guy get up out of his chair and walk up to the microphone and slap Chris Rock? How do you explain that to your kids? I mean, that's a teachable moment, I think, but how do you explain it?
Well, you just explained it, that's the actions of a narcissist. And I don't really understand how you can be in an open marriage, which they publicly are, the Smiths, Will and Jada, are in an open marriage, which means that she can sleep with any guy, date with any guy, got girl, whatever, that she wants to. So I was really shocked that Will Smith wanted Jada Smith's name taken out of the mouth of Chris Rock, when Jada Smith has probably been sharing her mouth with anybody and everybody since she's been married.
Wow. It's and the dumb thing is that now we're going to have a big formal investigation by the Academy of Arts and Sciences, and I don't think anything will come of this. I think he'll keep the Oscar, and we'll just go back to, you know, going to the movies, I guess. Hey, Megan, it's always good.
No one's going to the movies. No one's going to the movies, and no one's watching the Oscars.
Now we'll see if they start boycotting his movies. Now that'll be the next thing that happens. I'll be very interested to see that. Megan, always good to visit with you. Thanks, darling. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. You got to check it out. Every day there's something new in there. And as she says, she's got three pieces in the pipeline now that'll be posting soon. Check it out at thenevadaglobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 12:31 as we check out our traffic cameras here in the KMZQ studios. Those lane restrictions downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, both directions between Main and Eastern, they're still there. That bridge reconstruction project will continue all the way through December of this year. So what you see is pretty much what you get. Hopefully you're seeing some progress as you slowly crawl through that area. Also, do watch for some surveying on Blue Diamond Road. That's both directions between Fort Apache and Tecopa Road. Be alert for parked cars in that area and the workers, of course, which are actually doing the surveying on Blue Diamond.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four is set on Sunday. North Carolina beat St. Peter's 69-49. Kansas with a 76-50 win over Miami. On Saturday, Villanova beat Houston 50-44. Duke with a 78-69 win over Arkansas. Head coach Mike Krzyzewski with one more chance to win a championship before his retirement.
Enough about, you know, doing it for the old man here. We're not going to do it unless we all own it. We all own this. We all own this moment together. That's what we're playing for.
The Final Four this coming Saturday, the championship game Monday, April the 4th. The men's NIT semifinals are this Tuesday. St. Bonaventure faces Xavier. Washington State battles Texas A&M. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we got a big show coming up. Wayne Allen Root was supposed to join us yesterday, will join us today. Bill Hockstedler, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, will join us. We'll talk about the latest polling that shows that Adam Laxalt, in a head-to-head matchup with Catherine Cortez Masto, is up by 7. That is incredible stuff. We'll find out from somebody who is further down the ladder. Bill Hockstedler will join us just after 1:30. At 2:05, Michael Chamberlain director of Protect the Public's Trust. They're going after a FOIA request for John Kerry's records as Secretary of State. It's not coming easy. I'll just put it that way. Also, Joey Gilbert. We were going to have him on yesterday. He got caught in a meeting, and so we rescheduled for today. He'll join us just about 2:30. Joey Gilbert, the Reno attorney and Republican candidate for governor. I want you to hear some pretty good stuff from Tucker Carlson. And it's one I had not heard. But after thinking about it, it's true. This president, for all his big grins and you know, the bear hugs and the smelling women's hair and for all of that, it turns out that if you look at this guy's history, and I'm talking about President Biden, he's got an anger management problem. He really honestly does. This was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox.
Probably the most authentic feature of Joe Biden's public performances has been his anger. It seems to come over him in waves. Watch.
Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done. No president.
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What are you saying?
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, look at what's happening here.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
So you know exactly what that is. You've seen it in people around you, people you love. It has nothing to do with politics. What you just saw is a man who is losing the ability to regulate his emotions. Uncontrollable flashes of anger are common among people who are aging, particularly among men, and they often accompany senility. Losing it is a very frustrating experience, and your heart goes out to anyone who is. We have deep sympathy for anyone in that position, including Joe Biden. But Biden is the president of the United States, and this is the single most volatile moment in the recent history of our country. Biden is leading the U.S. toward war. And so it's fair to assess the effect on the rest of us of his mental and emotional condition. It's not simply about age. Biden is 79. Biden is clearly unable to speak with precision. And when you're president of the United States and the world hangs on your every word, when your words constitute American policy, when you can change American policy, particularly America's foreign policy, simply by saying so, it is essential that you speak the words you intend to speak, that you not get carried away because you're mad and say something you don't mean that might threaten the long-term interests of this country.
Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. In politics, I'm going to tell you what I know about anger and that montage that he played last night on Fox. It is a universal truth that we as voters love people who fight for us, and that's why when you hear and see radio and TV ads for political candidates, the candidate oftentimes will say, "I will fight for you." And they use the term fight because it is poll tested. People like people that'll fight for me. I want that. And that's why you hear candidates say, "I will fight for you on education. I will fight for you on child care, free child care." You always hear that. So I get that part. And part of that may be what we saw on the campaign trail from then-candidate Joe Biden. But I'm going to tell you, I think Tucker Carlson is onto something. Whether it is the onset of senility, whether it is something else, I don't know. But if you look at the clips, The clips don't lie. The clips show you that this is a man who is on edge. And is that the guy that you want with the finger on the nukes? On the button? That launches the nukes? Is that really what we need? We'll get to more on this and a whole bunch more. I'll also let you hear from one of the members of the January 6th committee, because now they have issued contempt citations on Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, holding them in contempt of Congress. It'll go before the whole Congress or the whole House of Representatives coming up in just a week or so. But this is getting serious, folks. Why does Jamie Raskin and the January 6th committee want to... And by the way, Peter Navarro, last time I checked, was a trade representative. He was a trade advisor to the Trump administration. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. One of the things that we've been covering over the course of last couple of 3 weeks, and that is the confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson. I found it fascinating that last night Jim Jordan, who, by the way, I think is presidential timber, maybe not in this election cycle, maybe not in 24, but in 28. I really do think he is as sharp as a tack. And Jim Jordan was on, where was he last night? Was on with Shannon Bream on Fox News Channel. And talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson, said the GOP is definitely concerned about the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. Listen to this and the reasons behind it.
Okay, so you won't get a vote as a House member, but I'm sure you're discussing with your Senate colleagues and Republicans especially about what's gone on with Judge Jackson and her confirmation hearings. Here's the headline from the AP. Supreme Court nominee's empathy is a flashpoint for Senate. It says, empathy is not a quality many Republican senators want to see in the next Supreme Court justice. Jackson, Republicans have argued, sentences criminals, in particular child pornography defendants, too leniently as a judge despite fact checks of her record that shows she's largely in line with protocol in most cases. Congressman, they say Republicans don't care about empathy and they don't want to see it in a nominee. Your response?
No, I think what Republicans care about is what the country cares about. We want a judge who's going to follow the law, follow the sentencing guidelines, follow the Constitution. I think we're concerned about her stance on the First Amendment, the abuses that we've seen over the last year to Americans' First Amendment liberties. We're concerned about her stance on the Second Amendment. We're concerned about her stance on a fundamental question. Who does a better job of raising kids and determining their education, the government or moms and dads? Fundamental issue. And I think also we're concerned about the fact she wouldn't answer a simple question. Do you support the court packing plan that the Democrats are talking about? She can answer that question. She has nothing to do with the size of the court. That's a legislative decision. She can weigh in on that question just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg did when she was a justice. So we're concerned about all that.
Well, Judge Jackson says that Justice Barrett did not answer that question when she was going through confirmation hearings. Fair?
I guess fair, but come on. I mean, look, we now know, I think if we get the right decision on the pro-life case out of Mississippi, we get a pro-life decision there, I think the Democrats are going to move right then and there to try to pack the court. This is front and center. We just had President Biden's commission on this. That wasn't the case when Judge Coney Barrett was in front of the committee. So I do think the circumstances are a little different. This is a pressing question. We deserve, as the American people, particularly when you're talking about a lifetime appointment, we deserve to know where she stands on that fundamental question.
Jim Jordan, GOP leader, and he's a House member, so obviously he has no vote on the Supreme Court nominee. But I will tell you this, he is spot on that you look at the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and on into the Constitution. This lady scares me to death. I'm just thankful that she is 6-3 in the minority. She will be in the minority when she gets on the court in October. And did I mention noted member of the House is now calling for the ouster of Justice Clarence Thomas? Why? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Oh, I love it, Johnny Horton. Oh. Whenever we do a story about Alaska, I always say, hey, let's make sure we got a proper bump music. And so it is. Johnny Horton, North to Alaska. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following a story. And I think it's incredibly good news for those of us that believe in, the America First principles of Donald J. Trump. And I always say this, that the time to eliminate rhinos like Mitt Romney is in the primary process. Once they get to the general election, you can't just say, well, I'm not going to vote for the guy, because then you're going to let the Democrat win. That doesn't make any sense either. It is the worst of two evils, I guess. But we've got welcome news from north to Alaska, and it involves the U.S. Senate race there.
Yeah, we all know that Senator Lisa Murkowski is from the Romney wing of the Republican Party, and certainly votes with the Democrats more often than most, along with Romney. So the Trump-backed former Alaska Department of Administration Commissioner Kelly